T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go with Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
everybody. It's a Wednesday in New York City. It looks terrible outside right now. It's cloudy. It's humid. It's probably going to rain. And we're here with you until 12:25, and then you'll get the Yankee pregame show as they wrap up this brief two-game series against the Orioles. Dove and Ernie are here. I'm here with you until then. You know, when you're in a bad mood, sometimes maybe you'll tell your family, you'll tell your wife, you'll tell your husband, just leave me alone. I just want to be in a bad mood by myself. This entire Mets season has been a bad mood, and I just don't want to have to deal with it anymore, right? So we have come to the point now in this Mets season where we don't really talk about games. I mean, we really don't. We don't really break down games. Any Met discussion is usually about how inept their front office is, how horrible ownership is, how they're not going to spend enough money during the offseason, you know, things like that. And the games, while they exist and we watch them, we can kind of put out of our mind as soon as it ends. We could just forget about it. And last night, as I set up my baseball evening, Red Sox over here, the Yankees over here, of course I'm going to have the Mets on. Why not? I'm a Met fan. I still watch every game, even if I'm not breaking it down for 3 hours on the radio. And so when Steven Matz gets his ass kicked and is knocked out in the first inning and the Mets are getting blown out by the Nationals, it's just one of those, all right, well, they're not going to win. Some concern about Matz. Okay, they're going to get blown out. Game over. See you later. And what really annoyed me about last night is how relevant they became. You see what I'm saying? They became relevant. I don't want to have to see the Mets on the back page anymore. I don't want to turn on the television, those sports shows on TV that never talk baseball, and have them discuss the Mets. I don't want people asking me, hey, so what'd you think about this from the Mets? They stink. They're not going anywhere. Their season is over. When the game is over, I don't want to think about it anymore because we don't even have to talk about it anymore. And so what killed me about last night is I keep the game on. I have multiple TVs. I'm not shutting it off. You never know what's going to happen. It's baseball. Crazy things can happen. And I'm looking up, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. And it's getting worse. And in about the fifth inning, I thought to myself, I didn't tweet it. I was not in a tweeting mood very much yesterday. I said, all right, so what position player is going to come in to pitch? Because that's happening a lot recently throughout baseball, where you are seeing a ton of position players come into pitch. So they decide, let it be Jose Reyes. And then Jose Reyes takes what is this embarrassing loss and makes it worse. He's having a good time out there. And so it becomes this national embarrassment. Can't we watch the Mets lose and be pathetic in peace and quiet? Can't we watch the Mets suck without other people who don't give a damn about the Mets commenting about it? Can't we just watch them flutter away into baseball irrelevance? That's what annoyed me last night. Just be irrelevant. Just lose 12-1. No one's going to say peep. No one's going to say a word. And yet, no matter where you turn, right, how about the Mets? The worst loss in franchise history. How about Jose Reyes? How about this? How about that? How about this? They stink anyway. What does it matter? So, am I annoyed at Mickey Callaway for anything from last night? Look, I'm annoyed about the whole damn season. Am I annoyed about Jose Reyes from anything last night? I'm annoyed that Jose Reyes still has a job on this team and it has nothing to do with his pitching.
So, yeah, I'm generally annoyed about the Mets. Nothing's going to change. But the timing of it also makes it worse. So the Mets embarrassed themselves in ways at the trade deadline, not because of what they didn't do or what they did do. Just the comments after by John Rickle reminded me that this man cannot be the general manager of this team. I don't want this guy anywhere near being the GM of this team. I don't want J.P. Ricciardi. I really appreciate Omar Minaya, and I don't mind him being in the organization, but I don't want him to be the GM, and I certainly don't want Jeff Wilpon being the GM. I don't want any of these guys being the GM. We're going to try to compete, or maybe we are with this or that. Look, you shouldn't be here next year. They didn't exactly inspire confidence after the trade deadline passes. And so basically you get, or your surmise is, okay, they're going to try to build around the four pitchers. And what happens hours later? One of the four pitchers can't get through the first inning. It was just the symbolism of it was terrible. The timing of it was terrible. And I just want the Mets, you know what I want the Mets to do? Lose in peace and quiet. That's all I want. I'm still watching them, sure. I'll still go to the occasional game, sure. I'm a sucker. What can I tell you? But don't become the national laughingstock. This is a franchise that put together the worst season in baseball history in 1962. And nobody's mad about it. They built themselves in 1962 to try to get attention, right? They brought in more names than anything else. And they lost 120 games. They were awful. You don't want anything to happen that can make you say, from a pathetic standpoint, this is the worst in Met history. Especially when you've got 1962, 1963, 1960. You got the whole 60s, basically, until you get until 1969. And you got the late 70s, and you got the early 80s. You have so much patheticness in Met history. You don't need something to go to the top of the list. And Minko. I love Minko. He's a legend. This guy is having a field day today. I haven't seen Minko this happy in years. He comes into the office. He never comes into the office. Comes right into the Beningo and Roberts / Steve Summers office. And he comes in with a big grin on his face. You know what type of grin I'm talking about. And he says, you know, that should be on Met Classics. And I'm like, well, seriously, this is what we're talking about here? He's like, yeah, this should be on Met Classics. It doesn't say that it has to be a good classic. You have to admit, Evan, it was a classic. I'm like, yeah, it was a really big freaking classic. Watching Jose, and I'll tell you, trust me, I'm not the only one who's going to say this. Did you want Ryan Zimmerman to actually not be kidding and just go out to the mound and start a fight? I was actually hoping for it. I was like, yeah, you know what, Zim, go out there. Do something. God, it was just, I don't want this team to, can we move on? They stink. We're going to rip them during the offseason because they're not going to spend enough money. And I got annoyed this morning because some dude on Twitter, and I'm sure he's a nice guy and people misunderstand things, is ripping me for suggesting the Mets should sign Daniel Murphy. I didn't say the Mets should sign Daniel Murphy. What I have said is this is what the Mets are going to do. I thought the Mets were going to sign Todd Frazier. I didn't want Todd Frazier. I thought the Mets were going to sign Jay Bruce. I didn't want Jay Bruce. So don't blame me for guys that I predict they sign that I don't want. I don't want any of those guys. Can we talk about the Yankees now? Like, seriously, let's talk about the Yankees. Do I have to do anything more about last night's patheticness? Have I moved on? Have I said enough? It was pathetic. It was embarrassing. I just want the Mets to lose in peace and quiet. That's my
overall point. I'm enjoying this. You can keep going.
Oh, shut up. You know, let me tell you something about Ernie. What a bad dude this guy is. Let me explain Ernie Acosta. And I am not going to blame Yankee fans. I don't do that. I am not one to pick one bad apple and blame an entire fan base. And some Yankee fans were annoyed with me yesterday because we put Jared Karibas on the air. Karibas on the air. Red Sox guy, Barstool, and they were very upset. I saw it on Twitter, even calling in. How could you put that Red Sox shill on the air? He's everything I hate about Red Sox fans, right? If I tell you what Ernie did yesterday, even you, the logical Yankee fan is going to say, oh, that's bad. That makes Yankee fans look bad. So I am not going to pin this on Yankee fans, but yesterday I'm playing with Jet. I'm kind of locked down on what's going on in sports. I'm playing. I'm taking care of him. We're running around. All of a sudden I go to my phone, and I see missed call Ernie Acosta, and I'm like, oh, crap. Ernie does not call. Ernie's a texter. So when I see missed call, here's what's going through my mind. He got fired. That's number one. Number one is he got fired. Number two is an update on you-know-what. I'll leave it at that. All right. Maybe he has an update on you-know-what. We'll leave it at that.
Da-da-da.
Right. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe he's got an update on that. Those are the two things going through my mind. So I checked the voicemail. This is the voicemail. I'm going to repeat to you the voicemail, Yankee fans. You should be embarrassed by this. He's one of yours. This is the voicemail. Chris Sale! And I'm thinking.
He yelled out to the DL also after that.
Yeah, you did. To the DL, right. So I hear that, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what happened to Chris Sale? So my first reaction is that's kind of bad. He shouldn't be celebrating anybody getting hurt. It's not cool. Not cool to do that. So I'm now going to Twitter expecting to see Tommy John surgery based on that phone call. And I get Chris Sale, shoulder inflammation. He may miss one start.
Yeah, I heard that by Noah Syndergaard also about how he's going to only miss one start.
I get that. And it could be more serious, right? Jose Altuve is not coming off the DL when he was originally scheduled. He was hoping to play the next day. I understand what it could be. But is that the desperation you're at with the Red Sox?
No, it's my reaction to what I saw Red Sox fans tweeting when Judge got hurt last week.
Yeah, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, it's baseball. It does. Yankees, Red Sox, two wrongs do make a right.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make a political statement. I don't really care because I'm ripping everybody. You know I hate everybody. This is what's wrong with modern politics. This is a great example of it. So somebody on the left or the right will do something bad, and the counter from the other side will be to go into the muck as well, thinking, well, they went into the muck, so I'm going to go in the muck. That's exactly what's happened in the United States Congress for the last 15 years. Oh, but the Democrats did it. Oh, but the Republicans did it. And it just gets worse and worse and worse, and everybody looks bad. That's exactly Ernie's explanation. Well, sure, I did something bad, but the Red Sox fans did it first.
Well, let's calm down. It's not like his career's over.
Well, you presented
his shoulder. I mean, come on. He's sore.
You presented it like it was.
Like he's got Tommy John. If he got Tommy John and I was celebrating, that'd be a bad job.
You wouldn't do that.
No. No, or one of those shoulder surgeries or whatever that stupid thing Harvey got.
Thoracic outlet
syndrome. Yeah, that thing that doesn't really exist. If I celebrated that would be bad. The guy in the shoulder is going to miss a month.
I guess I was just more surprised by that reaction. And here's the deal with the Chris Sale injury and its impact. Number one, it gives the Yankees a better chance by a lot to win the game Chris Sale was supposed to face him in. Brian Johnson will make the start instead. So clearly that's obvious point number one. In that particular game, the Yankees have a better chance to win. And that's a big swing in this race for the American League East. If he's missing an extended period of time and it becomes 2, 3, 4, 5 starts, then sure, it could be in a big impact. It could be. Chris Sale's their best pitcher, and it's not even close. I mean, Rick Porcello is up and down. We know the deal with David Price. He's mostly good as long as he's not facing the Yankees. Drew Pomeranz was better yesterday, but he's not great. We're going to have a party about 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs, as the Red Sox lost yesterday. You should be pumped up about that if you're a Yankee fan, because this was the formula I laid out to you on Monday. Split with the Phillies, you take care of business against the O's, and you go into this thing against the Red Sox 3 games out in the loss column. And that's what you got to look at with 4 games against them. So if they can take care of business today, and they better against this minor league baseball team known as the Baltimore Orioles, then you will have fit that formula going into this series against the Red Sox.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.